This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
What good are angels that you can't see? On the next edition of Renewing Your Mind, Dr. R.C. Sproul will teach us about the ministerial role of angels during the days of Elisha and later in the life and ministry of Jesus. Join us on this station for the next Renewing Your Mind with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
Heard at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a professional insurance agent right here on the Treasure Coast for more than 30 years and partner in InsurePro Insurance Agency located in St. Lucie West. My insurance knowledge and years of experience both in insurance and in life in general allow me to provide the right insurance advice to protect you, your family, your business. I am available at 871-6272 or on the web at insurepro.com. David Wilbur and InsurePro, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, known for quality advice and service.
You are more expensive, you are more important than any material thing. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ.
I want to be more than an ordinary servant. I want to be more.
Welcome to Capturing His Conscience with Pastor Bernard King Sr. Pastor Bernard is senior pastor of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Delray Beach, Florida. The focus of our ministry is to be more than ordinary servants for an extraordinary God. This is your host, Tom Moon. In today's program, we are going to enjoy a topical message that will help us to focus on preparing our hearts for the season of Christmas. We must never forget that Christmas is the celebration of Jesus Christ's birth. Today, Pastor Bernard will continue our Christmas series by discussing God's plan of redemption for the world through His Son, Jesus Christ. Pastor Bernard will be teaching from Romans chapter 3, verses 20 through 25. We are going to begin with Pastor's discussion on how often our perception of Christmas is compromised by commercialism. Now here's Pastor Bernard with today's message, the birth of a baby Jesus bought and brought us redemption.
We have been compromised by commercialization. Already we've been compromised by busyness. Already, we've allowed the culture to rob us from this incredible blessing that we enjoy every day. Not just on December the 25th, do you hear me? Every day, to know that you are precious in the sight of God. The Bible records in Psalm 111:9, write the reference down. The first half, Psalm 111, verse 9, the Bible says, Jehovah, Yahweh, God, guess what He did? He sent redemption to His people. He sent redemption, not a denomination, not a date on the calendar, not a religious group of people. Redemption, God sent redemption. And that redemption is what we're celebrating. That redemption surrounds an innocent, the only true, absolute innocent baby, born in poverty with a little teenager and her husband, laid in a manger, but wrapped in swaddling clothes, humble. God, is that how you redeem the world? That word redemption, if you're thinking about it, that word, what exactly does that word mean, Pastor, that word redemption? If you're taking note, it's basically a releasing effected by a payment or ransom. A releasing effected by a payment or a ransom. You see, it's going to cost something for Tommy to be set free. It's going to cost something for Samuel to be set free. It's going to cost something for Monica to be set free. It's going to cost something for Stacy to be set free. And it's definitely going to cost you and me something to be released. Released from what? Set free from what? Well, the Bible says the wages of sin is, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You mean we need to be repurchased? We need to be bought by God? Oh, beloved, you should be feeling nice and expensive this holiday season. You should know that you are more than any package under a tree, any sale by Best Buy or Walmart, anything else out there. You are more expensive, you are more important than any material thing. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Have you heard me say it before? God Almighty Jehovah gave his very best. His very best, God's best, was his son. And that's what we're celebrating during this Christmas season. We've been liberated, and our liberation from the penalty of sin, which is death. Pastor, what you're saying is that everybody in the world was born under a universal condition, and that universal condition is called sin, or the Adamic curse. Jew or a Gentile, bond or free, educated or uneducated, professional or unprofessional, you got the picture. We'll all have need of forgiveness. And it can't be purchased with money you have in your purse or your pocket. It was purchased through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So again, how did God send redemption for his people? By way of a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. What was the cost again, Pastor? We're going to read the text. But behind me is a tall reminder. Behind me is a tall reminder of the cost. It doesn't look like the typical Christmas tree. This cross communicates the cost of our redemption. You see, the baby had to die. Some of you are still, unfortunately, this time of year, when it comes down to your spirituality, you still see the baby in the manger and you don't see the Lord, your Redeemer. You see, if you still keep Jesus on what we celebrate December 25th, if you still keep the baby in the manger, you're going to treat him like the baby in the manger. And what do with babies? We feed them, we cuddle them, we love on them, we invest in them, but the baby doesn't have any authority in our life. The baby doesn't dictate our steps or our order, our steps. My question to you is, how are you looking at the baby? Is Jesus still in the manger, or is he your master? Because if he's just the baby, you live any way you want with no accountability. You know, churches are not filled today because pastors want to make the congregation accountable. Did you know that? We are accountable because of the cross. We are accountable because we've been bought with a price. So it is the pastor's business. More importantly, it is God's business to get into your life and tell you how to live. Is that right? We don't like that. Let me tell you, brother. We don't like, this is my life, my business. No, you don't understand redemption. How many of you guys know we're in a broken world? We're in a broken world, and we got broken families, and they're fragmented. But guess what? God broke his son's heart. His son was broken on Calvary. So all the fragmented pieces, your history, your life, your poor decisions that you made in your life, God and that baby through that gift that grew up to be a man, Jesus Christ, put everything together You see, you couldn't get your act together. God is the one that put your act together. Jesus is the one that put everything right where it belonged. And that's why you see by way of video the lives of people that was fragmented, destroyed, in ruins emotionally in some cases, and just a destructive lifestyle. Don't you know, apart from Jesus Christ, we're not good decision makers? That's why we need a good shepherd. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm a little sheep. And I need him desperately to lead me every day. And that's what this season is all about. Pastor, get to the text. Here we go. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. I'm going to read it. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall be no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, everybody say the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Everybody say no difference.
No difference.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God having sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Redemption. How do we get it? Why is it important? What does the text have to say about Christmas? Oh, everything. Let's look at it. Verse 20. You need to understand the context and the heart of the spirit behind this. You see, in ancient Israel, in the Jewish people's mind, when it came down to redemption or righteousness or salvation, you know, the Jewish people would take, they had the law, they had the Torah, and they would take everything that the Bible or the Torah said about what is evil and what is bad. They would take that information and apply it not to themselves, but to the Gentiles. Not to themselves, but to the Gentiles. Everything about the breaking of the Ten Commandments, and as my brother said in the video, you know, all those sins in Romans and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where Paul said, and such were some of you, and none you washed, I think we all can put our name there. But they always directed all sin to the Gentiles, to other people, and not themselves. It's what sometimes Christian people do. That sin don't apply to me. That applies to worldly people. They the worldly people. They're of the world. They're ungodly. They're not right with God. That's what that applies. Legalistic. Judgmental. But the Bible says all have sinned, including yourself, Mr. Accuser and Mrs. Accuser. So this whole thing about keeping the law, it was only directed to the Gentiles. But Paul makes a point that none of us can keep the law. And by keeping the law and doing the works of the law, you cannot be justified in the sight of God. Here's the beauty of Christmas again. That redemption, I can look at the mirror, you can look in the mirror, and you can say, justified. In other words, declared righteous. Who declared you righteous, Pastor? God did. Not my church attendance. Not me following the Apostle Creed. Not by belonging to a specific denomination. Not by trying to keep all the rules and live it right for God. For by grace are we were saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works. So Ephesians 1:7 puts it this way: in whom we have redemption through his blood. Translation, death. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to his riches and grace. Are you grateful for grace on this holiday season? Are you grateful for mercy this season? Has God started to turn your attention back to what this is all about that great gift is redemption through Jesus Christ? So I can't justify. The law had a problem. The law only showed me where I was wrong and where I fell short, like some of us living in homes, like the young man or the young woman that have the parents that's always pointing out where they're wrong, where they make a mistake. They're always breaking the law. You're always not right. You never can measure up. That young man and that young lady always under that scrutiny or that law of telling people, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're never right. Or the husband where the wife is always saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're never right. And the wife hearing from the husband saying, you're wrong, you're never right. Well, guess what? The law points us to that. It can't save you. It won't make a difference in the end for you because it only shows what you can't do and how you fall short. See, again, that's why when you're putting the package under the Christmas tree, you know, I no longer, when you put, here's what I want you to do. You need to say, you know what, when we're decorating the tree or if we're wrapping presents, you need to say, you know what? This present reminds me of the gift or redemption that I have through Jesus Christ, because through Jesus Christ, I am right in the sight of God. And that's so important to me this holiday season. People are broken. People are despondent. People are depressed. People are disillusioned. People are lonely. People are frustrated. People are angry. People are parking in their bitterness, parking in their unforgiveness. You can choose to love and forgive just like I love and forgave you. Or you can park in your pain and your victimization and say how bad mama treated me. And some of you are still parking in places where God says, put the car in drive. That D in your car, it stands for, catch this, delivered. You are delivered, and now you drive and you walk in that deliverance because that redemption came through Jesus Christ. So the law couldn't save us, but God saved us. And ever since Adam and Eve, they've been trying to do their own kind of righteousness. You guys remember in Genesis? Oh, for their righteousness, because we get righteousness through Jesus Christ, through his death. That's another reason I'm thankful for Christmas and redemption. They tried to get some fig leaves to dress themselves up. Remember that? Putting on their fig leaves to show them that they were right in the sight of God. And they fell short. Naturally, they couldn't do anything because the Bible says in Isaiah 64 that all our righteousness is as filthy rag. That didn't come from the pastor. That came from the Word of God. Now, I want you to notice that Paul makes a transition from verse 20 from judgment. You're being judged, you're a sinner, the law points out your sin, the law points out your failure, and now everybody see that word that starts with the letter B in verse 21? Everybody say, but now. But now. You see, in the past, I was on the judgment. In the past, the law pointed out my sin. In the past, I fell short. In the past, I'm still convicted. I'm still evil in the sight of God. I'm still separated. But God transitioned. But God intervened. But God did something. Because of but God, I celebrate Christmas. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Now we have the right way to be with God. God has revealed himself. God has clothed us with his righteousness. I'm getting ready to tell you something very radical so you can celebrate this Christmas. You ready for this? When God looks at you, and you know how you think sometimes. Anybody know how you've been thinking lately? You said something you had no business saying. You've been participating in something where you should not be participating in. You've been identifying, you've been entertaining things that God says there's no way. If you entertain that and you follow through with that, you know what that leads to. That leads to death. But I got something radical to say for people that truly know Jesus Christ, because it's going to tell you who enjoys God's righteousness. You ready? No matter how dirty and how mistakes you make, you still enjoy the righteousness of God. Do you know that? not your righteousness. The scripture distinctively clarifies it. It's not what you do. It's not because you came to church on this Sunday. It's not because you're reading your Bible and have devotions. A lot of you don't understand that when you come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you have the righteousness of God on you. And when you know you have the righteousness of God, can you lose God's righteousness? Oh, I didn't hear too much. You got to get a little bit better now. Some of you are afraid to say it because you don't believe it. Some of you have not practiced it in your life. Practice this truth. Bernard King and those that love Jesus Christ and have surrendered life to Christ, we have the righteousness of God without the law. I'm going to show you how to get this without keeping the word. I gave you my righteousness by through Jesus Christ, justified, Romans 3:21. Speaks of God doing a new thing. The Jewish people, the Torah, sacrifices, Old Testament economy. God comes up with a new covenant. He said, I got a new thing. I got to make everybody right by whoever believes on my son that died on the cross. You see, everybody don't have God's righteousness. There's conditions for that. Let's continue our text. Look at verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, how'd you get it? By faith of Jesus Christ unto all those that who? Believe. So God's righteousness, by the way, you have to be understanding in the spirit to understand the righteousness of God. Because when I read the Bible, does God do any evil? Is there any darkness in God? Is there any inconsistency in God? Is it not God's perfect and absolute? Does that blow your mind that he places that on you? Some of you missed that. You understand why we can celebrate Christmas? It basically blows away and destroys and removes and liberates me from getting caught up with the traffic and trying to find a parking spot at JCPenney. It gives me the freedom to know. And you know, it's not about Capital One and bowl season. It gives me the blessing to know that even though nobody bought me a present, nobody sent me a card, nobody came and said anything nice to me, guess what? I got Jesus and it's all that I need. Do you have the righteousness of God on you? The Lord said, hey, I know you were going to talk about the shepherds today, Pastor, but you need to remind the people about my righteousness. And that righteousness came through redemption. And I got four people giving testimony that they can walk in righteousness regardless of the background, the training, the life experience that they came from. If you believe God can redeem anybody, you say amen.
Amen. Woo!
God can deliver you from anything. And because of that deliverance, we walk and we celebrate in victory this holiday or holy day season. We got it by faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I heard the word of God. The word of God told me that I must repent and believe on the name Jesus Christ. I must believe what about Jesus? Those that believe about Jesus, what is it? That Jesus Christ, that he came into this world sinless, Son of God. All God and all man as the baby. He wasn't just a baby. He was God, man, and he was all human, and he was all God. And that baby grew up to be a man around 4 BC. That baby died for me on Calvary's cross. And if I put my faith and trust on his complete work, he did it all. We have to trust that work. We have to trust that gift. Because it's for all those who believe in Jesus. Because there is no difference. This gift that you got, Pastor, you know, during the holiday season, you guys get a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? You get a little bit exclusive, and you dictate who you're going to write a card and who you're going to give a gift to, do you not? Family members, friends, associate, you begin to make your own list and who you send to certain people, who you're going to give to certain people, do you not? Aren't you glad that when it comes down to giving eternal life, that God did not operate like we operate? You see, his salvation is for all. His salvation, this gift, this justification, it's for all people. And there is no difference. There's no difference. We have this gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. For all have sinned. We understand the condition. There's a universal condition, and there's a universal answer. The universal condition is the penalty of sin is death, because we're all sin. And the universal answer that we're celebrating during this season is that God gave us the answer. That was the old song people used to sing. Jesus is the answer for the world today. He's the answer to what's going on in politics. He's the answer to the people going to the abortion clinic. He's the answer what's happening in the Middle East. He's the answer what's going on in whatever situation, locally or personally in your life. Jesus is the answer. And he answered it because we had an absolute need for forgiveness of sin. Yes, again, let me remind you, the birth of the baby Jesus brought and bought us redemption. Brought and bought us redemption. Write the reference down. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So during this season, do you know the reason for the season? You've got information this morning. You should walk away from this message with a different approach and a different attitude. And your lenses on life should be lifted from the culture. Your lenses, your worldview, how you see things should be changed. If your conscience is pliable and if your heart is willing, you should know that Christmas is every day for you. And when you sing, exchange gifts, you celebrate during this season, please turn your mind, turn your heart to your personal redemption. Christ came to set you free. That is what Christmas is all about.
I want to be more than an ordinary servant. I want to be more.
We thank you for joining us today for Pastor Bernard's message, The Birth of the Baby Jesus Bought and Brought Us Redemption. In today's message, Pastor Bernard challenged us to remember that baby Jesus was born to be crucified. He was born to save the world and offer redemption for your sins as a free gift of salvation. Those who accept this free gift must also remember that they have been bought with a price paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. As a result, they have a responsibility to live in a manner that pleases the Lord. What about you? Have you accepted this free gift of salvation? If so, are you living in a manner that shows you have been redeemed from sin? To learn more about a relationship with God, please visit our website at cbfdelray.org or contact our office at 561-243-9127. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to join us for our next program on Saturday at 1 p.m. Capturing His Conscience is a ministry of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Delray Beach, Florida. This ministry is supported by listeners like you. If Capturing His Conscience has been a blessing to you, please prayerfully consider visiting our website and making a donation to support this work of the Lord. Until next time, this is Tom Moon encouraging you to be more than an ordinary servant for an extraordinary God.